It is good to have y'all here with us tonight. So, if someone asked me to make a list of the things that I love about this time of year, it would be a very long list. Among those things would be how much I love getting to spend extra time with my family and friends, the people that I love the most, how much time I get to spend decorating the house, going out and finding the perfect Christmas tree, decorating it and hanging wreaths and hanging lights, the time that I get to spend preparing for this service for y'all, the time that we get to spend trying to find special gifts for people, and then getting to see people open them and hopefully being delighted by their gifts. But one of the other things that I really love about this time of year are these things. I know what these are. Yeah, Christmas cards. So what I love about Christmas cards is that they are a wonderful reminder of the particular, of how our particular stories of love grow and spread over the course of our lives. So when we get Christmas cards at our house, we tape them up all over the kitchen. And over the course of the weeks before Christmas, our walls in our kitchen get filled with Christmas cards. And there are all these faces of the people that we know and love from our entire lives are all over the kitchen. And when I'm in the kitchen this time of year, I get to see all of those faces of people that I love from across my life. And just like all of the faces that are looking at me now, they are each unique and particular, and each of those faces has a role to play in God's story of love and of teaching us what love looks like in this world. Tonight, we are celebrating the greatest example of that love, the gift of the baby Jesus, that God so loved the world that he gave his son so that we might have a perfect example of what it looks like to live a life of love. And tonight, we celebrate the beginning of that story. Then, over the course of this year, we tell the rest of that story, how God taught us through Jesus about what it means to love perfectly and fully. And as we try to live lives in response to all of that, we are continuing the story of love. And so I look forward to seeing how each of you helps to tell the story of love over this next year in your lives. But before you head back to your seats, I wanted y'all to help me with a particular role in this service, which at this point in the service, often what we do is we do something we call sharing the peace. And so peace is another word that we see on a bunch of Christmas cards. But basically, when we share the peace, we are saying to people that we are wanting to share love with them. And so what I often do is I will say, "Peace of the Lord be with you," and everybody responds. But tonight, I'm going to get y'all to say that, okay? So we're going to stand up in just a second. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and then y'all say, what are you going to say? "The peace of the Lord be always with you." Let's practice it. 1, 2, 3. "Peace of the Lord be always with you." Okay. All right. Let's stand up and turn and say 1, 2, 3. God's peace. All right, y'all can head back to your families. God's peace. Thank you.